Today we're going to actually be talking about the trade secret law. So I've been asked to talk about both the Texas Uniform Trade Secret Act. I will not call it TUTSA just because it's silly. I'll try to call it the Texas Act. And then there's the Defend Trade Secrets Act, which is the brand new federal act that came out in May of 2016. And I'll kind of give you a roadmap and show you how where we were under the common law in Texas before the Texas Act, before Texas adopted the Uniform Act, really, in 2013, and kind of the differences and where we're at now. So Texas trade secret law before before the Texas Act, there was really two elements to bring a claim for trade secret misappropriation. The first was that the defendant had to have obtained something in a relationship of trust. So, for example, if you gave your competitor a trade secret, or they got a trade secret, and you didn't have an NDA, or you didn't have something that gave them an obligation to hold that account, to hold that in trust, you were no good. So a lot of these things came down to, you know, establishing that the person had a relationship of trust. Now, typically employees do have a relationship of trust, but when you had an employee that didn't have a handbook that said that everything was confidential or something like that, the judges were very careful about whether or not they wanted to go ahead and buy the argument, because they wanted something more that actually affirmatively required the employee to know that when they received that information, they were not to disclose it and go out and use it.